As I went by, he threw the hat at the horse, and the horse shied and threw me up top the brick, and I was knocked unconscious. And, of course, here come the men bringing me and the mother, and she was prone to faint, the least little thing, you know. And, of course, this had happened before. This seemed bad because my head was cut with the brick. So she sends the men out to toll the bell. If they gave the bell two rings, it meant an emergency at home, and he'd come in by horseback right away. And I used to go to the fields with him and spend the day riding horseback, you know. And he'd come in immediately. And then, of course, when we got the phone, Mr. Collins had the first phone line from his home to our home in the county. And he put that in 1902. And then it expanded from his home to McAllen. And when it was a hideout of the telephone company, then he finally sold it and merged with the main line. But that phone was a great convenience to us because illness or anything else, we had that. It was an old type phone that you rang so many rings, you know. It was quite interesting. And life was very pioneered, but it was a happy life, you know. Everybody was well-fed, even though there wasn't too much money. Everything was dealt in Mexican money. There wasn't any American currency at all. And the textbooks were Spanish on one side and English on the other. You talk about your bilingual, we had it way back there. And so they everything was so primitive, you know. But yet it was pretty, you know. And they were all so happy. Those workmen at night, you know, they'd sit around their shacks and they'd sing Spanish songs, you know, and it was really very pretty. And of course, my uncle and my father never permitted any liquor on the plantation. Of course, there weren't any saloons at that time there. And most of these men, of course, came over from Mexico to work. They were starving to death over there. 25 cents Mexican money meant a lot to them in those days, you know. And they worked from sunup to sundown with no quiver about it. And see, we had a big grocery store, a commissary, and a lot of them bought their groceries and then were paid by the month, taken out of their salary, kept little books on them. I had some of the little charge books that were kept. And
your father didn't allow any liquor on the plantation?
No.
What was his religion?
He was Methodist, like his father. My mother was Catholic, but there wasn't any Catholic. There wasn't either church there.
What is your religion?
Huh?
What is your religion?
I'm Presbyterian because my husband was, but really, this is a beautiful home, and Brownsville was torn down. Brownsville took care of it and things. That's the Brule home. That's about one of the ranches I rode. Here's when they started it. They started in 1898, and they moved into it in about 1902. And this is a sugar mill that he had first in 1870. He was one of the first men to really do something. And here's a view shows Brownsville and Matamoros during the past century. Old Fort Brown was at upper left. And spot mark Santa Cruz is where B&M Bridge now stands. You see, this is Brownsville, what you see. And here's Fort Brown way over here. And Santa Cruz was the first place you landed over in Mexico across there. And here's Matamoros way over here. But this is where the B&M Bridge means the old bridge that they built. It's still there, but it was a different location there. Brownsville, Mexico Bridge, you see. It's at the other end near the Amigo Land. It's over in there. But the new one, you know, is right down in town there. And this is a view of what was there at that time. There wasn't much, you see. This is the old boardwalk they had along there, where they displayed things. It's an old picture.